Harry Ross never imagined he'd be conducting trains, but in 1968, he became the first Black conductor for the Alaska Railroad. Today marks Ross's 50th anniversary with the company, a milestone never reached by any other trainmen. Alaska Public Media's Victoria Peterson has this profile.
Harry Ross started moving trains when he was 21. 50 years later, he's still transporting passengers and freight by rail across the state.
I do not believe there has ever been nobody as foolish as I.
It wasn't a job Ross expected to get, and it wasn't the job he originally hoped for. After graduating from East High School in 1964, Ross worked as a mess attendant at Elmendorf Air Force Base. His mom wanted more for him and sent him to college in San Francisco. After dropping out of school, Ross applied for two jobs, one with Western Airlines, now Delta, and one with the Alaska Railroad.
I didn't have the education to be a brakeman or a trainman, period. I never thought about the railroad my whole life growing up and through high school. I never thought about being working at the railroad in no way, shape, or form.
Ross has been the number one conductor at the Alaska Railroad for over half of his career.
I've been number one so long, like I said, I've even forgotten how long I've been number one.
Having the highest seniority among conductors comes with some perks. He says he gets the first pick of routes and vacation time.
It's a joy. Everybody salutes you like, hey, number one. They don't call you Harry Ross. They say, hey, number one, you know, and that's pretty interesting and it's fun.
The workplace wasn't always so friendly towards Ross. As the first minority trainman hired by the company, Ross says he was met with opposition almost immediately.
I had a lot of people that I worked with that did not want to work with me, only because of the color of my skin. And, of course, that didn't bother me because I've always been a people person. And I figured one way or another I was going to win them over. And one by one, I did. And there are some that, of course, I didn't, and you're just not going to change those people. That's just the way they are.
In his time at the railroad, Ross has seen the company go from federally owned to state owned. He says safety is a higher priority and the trains are more heavily regulated. Ross says the best change the railroad implemented in his 50 years is the Alaska Railroad Tour Guide Program. The program began in 1980 and is open to high school juniors and seniors enrolled in the Anchorage School District.
Well, basically, it gives the kids a chance to get into the job market. And I enjoy working with these kids because everybody's energetic and they really love what they're doing.
John Mobley was a tour guide in 2009 and worked at the railroad in multiple positions, including conductor, until 2017. Mobley says after years of mentoring under Ross, they're like family now.
Taught me a lot when I was in the tour guide program, just as a tour guide, and he taught me even more when I climbed the ladder and finally became a conductor. He taught me a ton as well. So he's just been very crucial to my time at the railroad.
Ross says he plans to retire at the end of the summer.
I don't know how it's going to feel when it's time to say goodbye, but I know it's eventually going to come. I don't want to die on the job. I want to enjoy some of my life that I have left. But I can say I am going to truly miss what I've been doing for the last 50 years.
Ross says he plans on writing a memoir about his life growing up in Alaska and his time working on the railroad. In Anchorage, I'm Victoria Peterson.